is the Fade 5 Podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets, you jackwagons! Brad, the big noise, Evans here, joined by the good son of Nathaniel Lundy. Tis indeed another Freaky Friday edition of the Fade 5 Podcast. Let's go ahead and hop aboard the Honk Honk Plus Bus, as we always do at the top of every single episode of the Fade 5. As you can tell, I'm a bit of a nervous wreck right now because Illinois has the first major test of the season, though they passed the yellow one with flying colors, talking off the then-ranked Kansas Jayhawks at home, but they got to go on the road to Lincoln, Nebraska, and a pair of nationally ranked teams. I'm not feeling all that great about it. I'm going to have a pick in that game here momentarily, but Lundy, I see some sexy juice on your card. What is it?
Well, we had some sexy juice for the Thursday night game last night, Brad, and that one just kicked us right in the nuts, didn't it?
Yeah.
That was,
way to go, Ramondre.
Yeah, appreciate that, rah-rah. Thanks for basically going from being a great song, a great vibe here on the podcast, to basically sounding like me playing Hot Cross Buns on the recorder. That's what it turned into. Yeah. It was ugly. Thanks, Ramondre, you pain in the ass. I will say, though, boy, did I cash on Mr. Ohtani last night. But let's get to baseball for today, and let's talk about playing the bees, shall we? I need each of these guys to have a hit. Pretty simple, right? Bregman, Boehm, Betts, that's it. We're going to roll with those three guys. Need each one of them to have a hit. That's all we need today across the schedule with baseball. And we got ourselves a nice plus 163. Now, I will tell you that I did this as well with one more play on the B front, Brad. And can you guess? Now, I left it off in case people don't listen early enough. There's your clue. Who would I be adding for a hit in afternoon baseball to continue the B theme and bring this up to a plus 262?
Yeah, I'm feeling really good about this. Coming out of retirement, it's Lance Berkman.
No. That's a good
point. Come on! Get out of here!
Your Northsiders are in action this afternoon, a 220 first pitch against the Washington Nationals. If you want to add Cody Bellinger to the mix,
yes,
that will take this from a three-legger to a four-legger, and it'll give you a plus 262. However, if you just want to go with the evening baseball slate while Brad is sweating out his Illini, you can do that again. Bregman, Boehm, and Betts, each to have a hit, plus 163. If you want to add Bellinger, it takes it to 262.
I think it's a missed opportunity here with Lance Berkman, a member of the Killer Bees, which would have fit your parlay perfectly. Derek Bell, Craig Biggio as well, throwback to the old school Houston Astros.
We could have kept going for quite a while, but I just didn't want to make it too. I figured you'd like Mr. Bellinger there taking on the team we like to pick on in the Washington Nationals.
Yeah, I understand that, but the Cubs are on life support right now. They're absolutely killing me. All my attention is focused right now on the IL. Yeah, let's go there and put my money where my mouth and probably my heart is as well. Everybody and their great grandmother seemingly at BetMGM. I got a report this morning from John Ewing. This is one of the most bet games of the entire weekend slate. However, the good news is only 57% of the public tickets on the ILL and 55% of the moolah of the handle is on the orange and blue as well. So not too lopsided of action there. So it's not going to really scare me in any way, shape, or form. However, I'm going to build in a little cushion to avoid any pushing. And I built this bad boy at FanDuel Sportsbook at a plus 108 juice. So all this SGP, come with me. If you love thinking about the memories of Jeff George, leg numero uno, give me Illinois, plus 10.5. And leg numero dos, we're going to live in the land down under on the old total on 50.5. And again, to put those hands together at FanDuel plus 108. My Illini, again, inexplicably nationally ranked right now. I've been in attendance for every single home game. I was there for the streaking on the field, storming of the field, a rare occurrence, and a sold-out Memorial Stadium against Kansas. So they're exceeding expectations. And right now, the EPA data, They're rather mid, to be honest. Number 54 EPA per play offense nationally, number 43 EPA per play defense. They've been an opportunistic defense. See what Xavier Scott has done in that secondary this season. Nebraska, a little bit better offensively, EPA per play offense at 40, but far better defensively at number 16. That's where, really, I think the defense of both these squads is going to stand up and stand out, and that's why I love the under on the 50.5 there on the all total. And I believe Illinois will keep this nice and snug. Look at my friends there, College Football Insiders. They got this projected for a Nebraska win, 26.25 to 17.48. I'm no math major, but that's below 10.5. So I think Captain Hook, yarr, shiver me timbers, could come into play for me in a positive way. And I think Illinois will score the cover on that old spread of 10.5. So to recap, my ILL, please just stay competitive on the SGP, plus 10.5 and the under 50.5, plus 108 there at FanDuel Sportsbook. Don't make me cry tears in my beer, Luke Altmaier. And with that, better board and Lundy's as well, let's get after it with the Friday edition of the Fade Five.
Number five.
Rosico here on the countdown. Let's look at alternative market. And oh, look at that juice. Oh, yeah, I'm already rolling the shoulders because I got seduced by that juice immediately when I saw this bet available at ESPN Bet. And it's on the not so juggernaut Javonte Williams. And Lundy's really excited about him. That's why he's taking his clothes off. Over 3.5 receptions against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And look at that, plus 155 there at ESPN Bet. I think it's entirely doable. Look, Javonte Williams has been a massive disappointment so far this young year in that rotating backfield in the Mile High City. But look at Tampa Bay. We'll see if Vita Vea even plays in this game. He is highly questionable. They've got other injuries on the back end. This is a vulnerable defense. Middle of the pack and pass EPAD at number 16. But most importantly, they've already allowed 19 running back receptions through two games. Austin Eckler, Dave Montgomery, mandatory Montgomery, Jahmyr Gibbs, all three of those running backs caught at least four balls against them. Javonte Williams only had one catch in week one, but last week against the Steelers, he had five grabs. He's averaging a hefty 17.5 routes per game, the eighth most among running backs in the NFL. He's going out on a route on 45.5% of his snaps. That's a healthy amount, and he's also catching 85.7% of the tosses thrown by Bo Nix. So I think Nix is going to look down the field. He's going to go left. He's going to go right. He's going to check down not once, not twice, not three times, four times, me amigos. And Javonte Williams cashes, as I believe the Broncos are going to be scoreboard chasing on the over 3.5 receptions against the shiver me timbers Buccaneers on the road, plus 155 at ESPN Bet. Lundy, you are a Broncos fan, much to your chagrin. Fade or follow?
I'm fading you on this one because I don't think the Broncos have figured out what their identity is when it comes to these running backs. They're obviously hosed right now with the fact that Audric Estime is not able to play. I think that is, who they need to try to burst through with some of the play calling. But I mean, look, here's a great example of the frustration that fans have right now. You take Tyler Beatty, who came off of the practice squad, was activated for the game against Pittsburgh. He had one carry for 16 yards and then didn't have another touch for the rest of the game.
Yeah.
What the hell is Sean Payton doing? And so because of that, Brad, the reason I've got to fade you is because I don't trust what the Broncos are doing right now in the backfield, whether that is handing the ball off, whether that is dump off passes, or even when it comes to which one of them is lining up next to or behind Bo Nix. So with all of that in mind, I've got to fade this because I think what's happening with Javonte Williams and everybody else in that backfield is way too unpredictable right now.
Javonte Williams, please be a juggernaut. Apply some stick'em and catch four balls.
Number four.
All right, Numero Cuatro here on the Fade 5 Countdown. I cannot believe I'm going to talk about this game and this guy specifically in a very positive light, but Sam Darnold. It's taken an eternity for him to maybe reach his peak potential. Remember, he was the number three overall pick in the 2018 NFL draft. Last I checked, it is the year of our Lord and Savior 2024. So it's been more than a minute, to say the least, but he is maturing finally. And as a result, give me the over, baby. I want to have passing touchdowns taking on Houston in one of maybe the highest scoring affairs of the NFL Week 3 slate. And you get that right now. Again, rolling the shoulders, still at plus 130 there. At BetMGM. Houston's been quite good in terms of pass EPA defense so far this season. Numero 10. For those of you that weren't Spanish majors in college, that is number 10 in that category. But you look at what Houston has given up. They give a big, fat, crispy cream to Caleb Williams, and that was more of the fact that the Bears couldn't protect him at all, and Caleb Williams holding on the ball for way too damn long last Sunday night. But in week number one, Anthony Richardson, yes, the inaccurate Anthony Richardson, had a pair of TD passes against this defense. And I think when the dust settles come years in, they're going to be a bottom half unit in pass EPAD. Meanwhile, look at Sam Darnold, two passing touchdowns against the G-men, two passing touchdowns last week against the San Francisco 49ers. Very attractive 9.5 YPA, numero uno in deep ball completion percentage, numero dos in red zone completion percentage as well. I can't get the memories of last week and that 97-yard bomb that he dropped to Justin Jefferson. And JJ, yeah, he's going to be dynamite yet again this game. He has thrown out the G word, his words, not mine, guaranteed that he is going to play, though Jordan Addison may be on the sidelines yet again. It doesn't matter. Sam Darnold, give me the over, baby. I want to have passing touchdowns at a plus 130 at BetMGM. Good sir, fade. Or follow.
After how weird everything has been so far through the first 2 weeks, I saw a stat, Brad, that said the estimation based on like the numbers they actually have access to, and then just sort of assuming the pools and things that other people have like privately with their friends. The estimation right now is that through 2 weeks, 73% of the people that are participating in survivor pools have been eliminated.
Yeah, crazy.
73% have been eliminated. And I told you guys, I got eliminated in week one because I had Cincinnati in the big survivor pool that I do here locally in Denver. So I know I felt everybody's pain. And that pool is 31 people, and 16 of them had Cincinnati. Wasn't just an elimination. It was 16 people that took the Bengals in week one. And so everybody's getting eliminated. Weird stuff is happening. I do think that ultimately the oddities that are some of these tsunami waves of upsets and things will level themselves out. But in this particular matchup and at these plus odds, I didn't think we'd be talking about Sam Darnold for week three either, but I'm going to take it if I can get it at plus 130.
Keep dealing. Sam freaking Darnold.
Number three.
Numero tres here on the Fade 5 Countdown. Let's get a little action on Tyreek the Freak Hill, a guy with elite speed. He thinks he can beat Lyles in a one-on-one foot race. No, I don't think he can. The fastest man in the world, as we saw that in the Olympic Games in Paris. But Tyreek Hill is damn fast on the NFL field. But still, I am going to live in the land down under, Lundy, on his longest catch, making that cross-continental, the longest cross-continental trip in the National Football League to Seattle. And that number is sitting at 23.5 yards on that longest catch at a minus 110 juice on the under at BetMGM. Why am I fading Tyreek? Well, I could get burned because Tyreek so far this season, 10 catches, 154 yards at a touch. He's seeing 25% of the team target share. He is numero uno among all NFL wide receivers and deep ball catches beyond 20 yards, numero dos in total yak as well, but just number 67 in catchable target rate, and that's mostly with Tua Tagovailoa, who's on injured reserve. We may or may not see him the rest of the season with another devastating concussion that he suffered last week. He gets Skylar Thompson. I don't know if you've ever watched Skylar Thompson in the NFL, Lundy, but he is the definition of no bueno, mi amigo. And here are the numbers to back it up. Skylar Thompson, 17 games played, 4.2 air yards per completion. Not yards per completion. We're talking air yards per completion. That is just atrocious. It's a definition of noodle arm. And I think that's going to be front and center in this one. Seattle, very difficult on paper matchup. They're number five in pass EPAD. They're only giving up 4.2 yards per catch. that's it on the early season. So nothing down the field. And, oh, yeah, there's a guy on that team. I-L-L! Devin Witherspoon is really emerging as a star in that secondary. Seattle also only giving up 59.4% completion rate through two games. He will see not a whole lot of Spoon, but of Tariq Woolen in coverage, who is even better than Witherspoon. 44.4% catch rate allowed, 7.8 yards per reception he's given up. And get this, I had to like do a triple take to make sure I was looking at the number correctly. A 13.9 passer rating when targeted. That's what he has yielded this season. Tariq Woolen has been shut the frick down. I think Tyreek Hill, he may come close to this. I mean, he obviously has all the skills in the world to do it, but I'm going to take the under on 23.5 yards, longest catch against those Seattle Seahawks at a minus 110 juice at BetMGM. Good sir. Fade or follow.
Ooh, man, I hate doing unders on Tyreek.
It's for risky.
Longest catch. Now, like, look, last week we took the under on his total receiving yards, and you know, we had every reason to do so. You know, we just, based on historical matchups and things like that, we had a belief that that was what was going to happen, and it did. But longest reception, man, no, you're scaring me with this crap. You just are. You're dangling chum in front of a great white here, and I'm just a little concerned that you're going to get burned on this one, just like secondaries can by the time Tyreek's got the ball in his hand. So I'll tell you what, here we are again. I have now faded 2 out of 3.
Yes, he has, which means I'm making some cash money. Hopefully, right? Fingers and toes crossed. And you have some other opportunities to make some cash money right now at thegamingjuice.com. Luddy's Pixel there. My always free, always public, always transparent spreadsheet also lives there. Click free picks at the top of the page. Get to see all the action, and you don't shell out a single cent. Read Ben Wittenstein. Read Nate Jacobson. They are crushing it right now on the college gridiron and all of their game previews and picks. And again, it's 100% free at thegamingjuice.com. You got a question for me? Click Ask Brad, and I'm going to get to it as soon as I can. I've answered already, I think, like 50 questions on the site. You're not paying anything. It's convenient. It's free. It's easy. You have no stinking excuse. Go to thegamingjuice.com right now. Click converse and cash. ... Maybe.
Number two.
All right, numero dos here on the Fade 5 Countdown. Jordan Mason. Holy mackerel. If you acquired him and, you know, slapped on a pair of handcuffs as a CMC enthusiast in fantasy football, bravo to you. Savvy move, well played. If he didn't do it and he drafted CMC in your league, Gentleman Jack is your friend. I will say that. But I'd like Jordan Mason to go for another 100-yard performance this week against the fading and crumbling L.A. Sheep. They're not even Rams. They're just straight-up sheep at this point. Down Cooper Kupp, down Puka Nacua. They're just hurting everywhere, and defensively, they've been god-awful. Plus 115, more plus money juice. Continue with a roll of shoulders there at BetMGM on Mason to hit the century mark. You look at the Rams, number 30 in rush EPAD so far this season. They gave up .122 on the ground alone to James Conner in one of those first two matchups. 4.98 yards per carry they have allowed as well to just the running back position. We all know what the formula that Shanahan loves to implement in this offense. Feed Jordan Mason early and often. He is a definition of workhorse. The guy is a Clydesdale. He's number 17 yards after contact per attempt among all eligible running backs at 3.44. Numero uno, mi amigos, in total missed tackles force with 13. 98% Lundy of the opportunity share. He didn't leave the field. It's probably going to be another 20 to 25 carries, and I might be underselling it. He went for $147 in week one. He went for exactly $100 in week two. I think the streak extends to 3 and century mark efforts for Jordan Mason at a plus 115 juice at BetMGM. Must start material in fantasy football? Is he a must play for you in the betting market? Fade or follow.
I like that little LA sheep action, which, you know, in some parts of the country means something completely different. And I think, but I do think Mason is going to run roughshod over them. So I like this one. Give me the 100 yards, get the threshold play there against the Rams. Take the positive money that BetMGM's throwing your way.
Yeah, and again, the Rams, like 7.5-point underdogs, so they are likely going to be dealing with a deficit, which only feeds into more Jordan Mason.
Number one.
Numero uno here on the Fade 5 Countdown NFL Week 3 edition. Not so golfful, Jared Goff. And I think that version of him is going to show up, though Goffle has made a cameo or two the first couple of weeks, but I'm still taking the over on 260.5. Yeah, it seems pretty low on pass yards at a -110 juice there at BetMGM. Where is he playing this game? Well, down the desert against the Arizona Cardinals in a game with the highest projected total in all of the NFL this week at 51.5 is the current line at BetMGM. That really feeds the mentality on why I feel Goff is going to be tossing him early and often and connecting with Amon-Ra St. Brown. Sam Laporta, J-Mo, Jamison Williams has really come on. Jahmyr Gibbs, Dave Montgomery, they've been active pass catchers as well. Just so many weapons. And I know the Cardinals have overachieved. They really have. But defensively, you start peeling back the layers of the onion, and it's a bit of a facade, a mirage, if you will. Arizona number 21 in pass EPAD. They're giving up 8.96 pass yards per attempt. Yeah, they only gave up 232 to Buffalo and 216 to the LA Rams and Matthew Stafford last week. But you look at Jared Goff, much better than what some of the surface numbers show. He is number 6 in total air yards, number 6 in deep ball completion percentage, and numero uno in completion percentage in man coverage. So there's a lot of mano-a-mano situations, whether it was St. Brown or Williams or Laporta. Chances are they're going to win that. The Lions will. They're going to roar when faced against man coverage. He already hit 300 last week, coasted over that, went 217 in week one. I think there's an outside shot here, Lundy, that he hits 300, and you get that right now, plus 210 if you're buying that narrative at BetMGM. But on the standard line, number one play for me, week three of the NFL, Jared, don't be golfful on that over. 260.5 pass yards, -110 at BetMGM. Good sir. Fade or follow.
Sam Darnold, Jared Goff.
It's crazy, right? And Jordan Mason.
And Jordan, well, I mean, that part I can see. But we're talking about Goff and Darnold on this program. That's jacked up, dude.
That's where we're at.
That's messed up.
That's where we're at.
You're messing with people. Give me the over on it. 260.5. I don't have a choice. I got to roll with this one, despite the fact that it's Jared Goff, and we have made fun of him for season upon season. But he has found himself a nice little spot. He is niched in where he belongs, and he's taking advantage of it. So let's do it. I can't believe I'm doing it, but let's do it.
All right, he is going to follow me on Jared Goff, and I still like the Lions, even though they're at 500 to win the whole shebang this season. Apologies in advance, Detroit. I've just laid the curse on you. All right, it's bonus time. Yeah, I did. Bonus time, Lundy. Looking at the card, college football, maybe a little bit of Major League Baseball action, or the rest of the NFL slate. With the exception of the Monday night games, because we'll be back on Monday here with another edition of the Fade 5 podcast. What do you got for me?
Let's take a look at a handful of things. I'll give you some baseball here in just a second. Let me give you an alternative way for you to play your game tonight, by the way, between the Illinois Fighting Illini and the Cornhuskers. Brad, DK has a 50% boost for any bet on the Illini and the Huskers tonight. Okay. So let me throw a way for you to stretch what you had already given on the show, but give yourself even more cushion. You know, it's like Meghan Trainor said, all about that base.
Yeah.
So let me give you this one. All right. Yours was 10.5 and under 50.5. Am I right?
Yep. Correct.
Okay. At DK, I took it another 3 points on each one. So 13.5 on the spread and 53.5 on the total with the boost +107.
Ooh. Do you have another layer underneath that? Cause you can remove the shirt.
No, No, I'm not doing that. I'm just going to represent my boys, Shane Smith and the Saints, and I'm going to leave it at that. But, Brad, I just got you three more points on each one of them, and it's still plus odds. So it's a 50% boost at DraftKings specifically for the Illinois-Nebraska game tonight. Play it however you want, but there's an opportunity for you to have a little bit of fun. So I took that exact same one that you had, found my way into positive territory. I do think Illinois can keep this one close. And part of that is because you and I believe in the under, and unders tend to mean we're going to stay within a couple of touchdowns. So you can do it there. I will tell you that if you want to go to the 14.5 points, in other words, Illinois just has to not lose by two touchdowns, you're at minus 103. So you're basically at even money. But I want to throw that out there for you because there is specifically a boost on that front. There are three college football games tonight, and frankly, I think all three of them are pretty interesting. Stanford is on the road taking on Cuse. We've already talked about Illinois and Nebraska, and then San Jose State is up in Pullman to be able to take on Washington State. I like the totals across the board in these games tonight, but I decided that I wanted to tease each one of them. So I built this one on a 6.5-point teaser on all three games for tonight in college football. So it's under 49.5 for Illinois and Nebraska. It's over 48.5 between San Jose State and Washington State, and then over 50 between Stanford and Syracuse. So that's a 6.5-point teaser on each one of those. You do that three-legger over at DraftKings, that's a plus 150.
Sexy.
I feel pretty good about that one. I told you that I made some money last night on Shohei Ohtani. That is because I actually had him parlayed to get his 50th stolen base. And I had that parlayed with Nico Horner to also have a stolen base. This was based on pitching matchups, dudes that just give up stolen bases. It is what it is, right? You're like, oh, this pitcher is an idiot, and somebody's swiping second all the time. And so I had a feeling that Shohei was going to get his 50th, and I wanted to be able to pair that up with Nico Horner. That was a very nice plus 863 payday last night. That one was a lot of fun. So I'll tell you what, you want to go back to that? Well, I'll do it with you here because Zach Gallen's on the bump. He's given up 16 stolen bases for Arizona. So give me Bryce Terang to have himself a stolen base tonight, which you can get at plus 210 by itself. And then Mitch Keller on the bump for Pittsburgh. He's number two. The only dude who's given up more stolen bases than Keller is Corbin Burns, who's also pitching tonight, by the way, if you really want to go nuts. Corbin Burns has given up 41 stolen bases this season.
Holy mackerel, no way.
41.
Wow.
So if you want to dip into somebody, like the Detroit Tigers are not known for doing a lot of stolen bases on the year, let's be honest. But it's 41, man. That's insane.
Yeah, it's mind-blowing.
Anyway, going back to Keller being on the bump for Pittsburgh, he's number two on that list, by the way, with 29. So give me Ellie De La Cruz. You got to do it, right? Ellie De La Cruz for a stolen bag is plus 125. So you can do those individually or that I told you with Bryce Terang, or you can put them together or maybe bet them individually and then drop, you know, $5, $10 or something on both of them to be able to do it. But if you look at the stolen bases allowed, a lot of those guys are in action. George Kirby, for example, with Seattle, he's also a guy in the top 10 in stolen bases allowed. It's aligning tonight with the starting pitching that is out there. So you can take advantage of that if you want to. I'll take Syracuse straight minus the 8.5. I think they're beating Stanford. I think they're beating Stanford by double digits. I know I told you that I like the over in that game and I teased it down. I also just give me Syracuse on the standard line at the 8.5. I think it is going to be easily a two score difference for them. I think it's going to wind up being at least 10 points in that one. Coming up for the weekend, Brad, I'm not so sure that Minnesota just doesn't win straight up against Houston.
Entirely viable and doable.
It's only like a 2.5-point spread or something like that. And you get down into that territory, and I'm just going to say screw it and take the team on the money line. So I kind of like Minnesota on the money line. I also can't believe I'm saying this. I'm also not so sure that the Chargers don't go into the Steel City and pull off the upset.
Yeah, that's going to be a field goal kicking contest, maybe a couple of safeties. Defense could be the name of the game. Both units outstanding, entirely on the table.
And then if you're looking for my favorite at this point, and I'll have some more by the time we get to Sunday, my favorite as of right now, anytime touchdown scorer this weekend, without question, is Zamir White.
Yeah.
Without question. At home, in Sin City, taking on Carolina, Antonio Pierce continues to sing his praises. If you're doing a parlay, if you're doing one of those like money line combined with a touchdown, I am all about Zamir White coming up on Sunday afternoon as they take on the Panthers at the dark. What do they call that place? It's the Dark Dome.
It's the Darth Vader Dome.
Yeah, it's really what it feels like when you see it, even if you see it in person. So that's what I've got. I'll have more up on the spreadsheet for you. I leave you with this thought. Shohei Ohtani is not human, y'all. He is not human. 6-for-6 with 3 home runs and 10 RBI.
Crazy.
That is absolutely sick. I yield the floor to the fine gentleman who is going to be crying in his Cheerios tonight, the fan from Illinois.
Shohei Ohtani, maybe the best player in Major League Baseball history, and we're witnessing it live in a living color right now. Certainly a pleasure to experience his continued just stirring performances night in, night out. All right, I digress. The team Huevos parlay play of the day, a little simple two-legger of the National Football League. Leg numero uno, give me Malik Nabers under on 6.5 catches, and give me Tony Pollard over on 2.5 catches, plus 160 there at DraftKings Sportsbook. A little quick background here. Nabers all the road taking on the Cleveland Browns. Got to get a lot of Denzel Ward in coverage. Cleveland as a collective, number 8 in pass EPA D. They held CeeDee Lamb to only 5 receptions. Do you think that Nabers going to get 7? Not against Ward, who has given up a 27.3% catch rate and 52.1 passer rate in his assignment so far this season. I think he's going to shadow Nabers exclusively in that game. I know the target share is going to be massive. It's at 38.5% already this season. Catchable target rate, respectable number 31. But I think Ward gets the best of the rookie. He will be under 6.5 catches, but Tony Pollard, I think, gets at least 3 grabs. Green Bay is yet to allow a 3-catch running back in a game this year. Saquon only had a pair against them. And in the follow-up, they also gave up a pair to Jonathan Taylor. But Green Bay, number 22 in pass EPAD on the season. Tony Pollard, 3 catches and 5 catches, weeks 1 and 2. He's running 13.5 routes per game, not the biggest margin there, but running around on 45% of his snaps, 80% catch rate. Tyjae Spears may or may not play, could be limited in that one. I think Tony Pollard hauls in at least 3 grabs, and Nabers goes under 6.5 again, plus 160 on the team. Huevos parlay play of the week 3 NFL slate. Elsewhere, bonus time. I'm just going to rattle these off. Let's go back to college football. This is all alt lines all the time. Early slate on Saturday. Kansas plus 10.5. I think they break out of the funk. Coastal Carolina, the Chanticleer is there at home taking on Virginia. I'm going to jack that up to plus 14.5. And Mississippi State in a god-awful dregs of the keg matchup against the Florida Gators there in the SEC. Both teams are lousy. But that's in Stark Vegas. Plus 14.5 for Mississippi State. I don't think anybody's going to stop anyone in that game. Could be a last possession kind of contest. So Jayhawks plus 10.5, Chanticleers plus 14.5, Bulldogs plus 14.5, plus 103 there at DraftKings Sportsbook. Elsewhere, and bonus time to the NFL. Jerome Ford, anytime touchdown for me at plus 130. Derek Carr, give me the over on 233.5 pass yards in his matchup. And a lot of a pew, pew, pew shootout appeal there against Philadelphia. And Derrick Henry, Lamar Jackson, SGP. I think both guys run for at least 50 yards against Dallas, who was dead last in rush EPA defense. That's plus 100 at ESPN bet. And last and certainly not least, if you're dealing with a deficit in the early slates on Sunday, here's maybe a chance for you to recuperate. Ray McLeod, Uncle Ray, I'm taking the over on 30.5 receiving yards, minus 120 against Kansas City. Getting a lot of Shamari Connor in coverage, who's given up 8 catches on 10 targets and a handsome 1.68 yards per snap. Nice rhythm and chemistry that Ray Ray is building up, being a dirty worker underneath on intermediate routes with Kirk Cousins. Woo! That's a lot of bets. All right, I'm out of breath. We are out of time here on the Fade 5 Podcast. Who is a favor? Drop us a rating and a review at your convenience. Also, fade or follow us on the X. Check out Lundy at Nate and Lundy. Check out all my nonsense at Noisy Huevos. Go to thegamingjuice.com right now. Sign up for a free account. Best of luck in all your college football, maybe Major League Baseball, and of course, NFL action in week number 3. We'll be back Monday. Until next time, as always, feed or follow. That is up to you.